Well, I was born in number 5, and my aunt lived in number 7, my grandma lived in number 19, my aunt Dolly lived in 37, my aunt Margie lived in number 8.
Cindy Buffington, born Cynthia McMillan in house number 5, is milling around the Juniata Terrace Community Center with a few other people. Lines of folding tables fill the room. Each table holds a long panoramic photograph of a line of brick row houses. The pictures are mounted on foam board and propped up to create a miniature Juniata Terrace. In front of each picture runs a long piece of white paper for residents to write their memories about each of the community's 220 homes. Buffington says her grandmother moved into number 19 in 1925 to save her family from the dangers of coal mining.
Grandpap McMillan, Alexander McMillan, fell off a tipple, which is where the miners brought the coal out of the mine, and he had an accident, broke his back, and he died from those injuries. So my grandmother did not want to raise her children in the mines, so she brought them here to live here on the terrace and to work in the textile industry, which was much safer.
These are the kinds of stories Penn State graduate students Caitlin Smith and Katie Hess-Reichard have come to Juniata Terrace to collect. Smith and Hess-Reichard are the ones who've set up the miniature town. Smith explains why.
We've tried to design a spatial experience that would help trigger people's memories. We started out the day and people were hesitant to write, I think because it was so clean and pristine. And so they started by just writing their names or who lived in what house. But then as they saw other people writing down stories or even stories that pointed to certain elements of the buildings, they were more apt to write their own memories.
In addition to this activity, the two are recording oral histories and collecting historic pictures and newspaper articles. They're trying to get Juniata Terrace on the National Register of Historic Places as a project for a landscape architecture class. Smith says some people don't understand how this project fits what they study.
A lot of people have asked us, how is this design? You know, you're studying history. History is not design.
But Smith says this project is related to her field.
Landscape architecture is this study of how humans relate to their environment, how they change their environment. And so we were interested in this place as a company town and how the layout of the town affected community interaction over time.
These people came here to work at the Visco plant, but perhaps also by the way that the community was laid out in the first place, they really just melted together into this community. You'll hear a lot of them say, well, we were poor, but we didn't even know it. Because when we didn't have food or we didn't have clothes, someone always jumped in to help us.
Hess-Reichard says the residents of Juniata Terrace didn't own their houses. Instead, they rented them from the American Viscose Company, or the Visco. The company maintained the houses in exchange for rent taken straight from employees' paychecks. At its height, the factory employed more than 5,000 workers to make rayon for clothing and in place of rubber in tires during World War II.
And we knew about this company town up here. We knew it was special, and we had an inkling that it could easily be nominated for the National Register of Historic Places. And the criterion that Juniata Terrace fits into, we think, is that it exhibits the broader patterns of American history, right, of a specific era. And we think this place is really a relic of the industrial era.
Then came the flood of 1972. Hurricane Agnes hovered over central Pennsylvania and dumped rain until the Juniata River overflowed. The factory, which sat right on the banks of the river, was destroyed. There had been other floods, but this time the company decided not to rebuild. Juniata Terrace was spared because it's up a small hill from the river. But Virginia Weaver says everyone who lived there was out of a job.
My husband worked in a factory. My daddy worked in a factory. I had uncles and cousins and aunts and uncles. All of them worked in Nabisco's, and they all lost their job then. So it was a devastating time.
After the flood, Weaver's husband got a job with Man Edge Tool Company. Others went to work for Standard Steel. Some retired. But a lot left to find work somewhere else. Juniata Terrace has been strained by decades without the Visco. the factory no longer maintains number 5 or number 19. The maple trees buckled the sidewalks. The town cut them down. They can't afford to replace them. But if Smith and Hess Reichard can get Juniata Terrace onto the National Register of Historic Places, it will be eligible for preservation grants to plant new trees, fix the curbs, and restore the fabric of the community. I'm Emily Reddy, WPSU.